When I bought the A's, we didn't have a lot of pitching. Tim Hudson, Mark Mulder, and Barry Zito, all great draft picks by our scouting department, were a few years from emerging in the big leagues. It was rough when I arrived. The team was coming off three straight losing seasons, and starting with 1996, would have losing records for three more years. The pitching wasn't getting it done. As a former pitcher, I was more partial to building a team around pitching than home run hitters. You've got to have both, but it starts with pitching. Luckily, big-time pitchers were on the way, with Hudson getting drafted in 1997, Mulder in 1998, and Zito in 1999. We were very fortunate to draft and develop those guys. They kept blossoming and blossoming. All starters coming out of big colleges, all homegrown pitchers who would become the Big Three, replacing Atlanta's Greg Maddux, Tom Glavine, and John Smoltz as the best trio in the game. Now that was a treat. It was so enjoyable going to games and seeing one of those three starters dominate. The 2000 season was the first all three were on the roster together. And it's no coincidence we made the playoffs four straight years starting in 2000. We rounded out the rotation over the years with Corey Lytle, Gil Heredia, Ted Lilly, and others. But it was the big three we could always rely on as consistent starters who could pitch deep into games and give us opportunities to win. These were some of my favorite players during my ownership. Naturally, I've got to side with pitchers. I truly liked Hudson, who had the heart of a lion and slyness of a fox. If you were to ask which was my favorite player during the ownership, I'd say Hudson. He wasn't big, but I always felt good about him on the mound because he gave you everything he had. Mulder was a big guy, but boy, a great athlete, an outstanding competitor, a fast worker who took little time between pitches. His athleticism still shows today with how good he is on the golf course. Zito was a more crafty lefty, showing you a lot of good stuff, but sneaky fast with his fastball. And once he got in a groove, he was tough to beat. I liked Zito as well.